With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all 239 hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7th rampage. Israel coming under mounting international pressure as the war now 6 weeks old. Netanyahu responding to the criticism from the UN High Commissioner on Human Rights, who says Israel's use of high-impact weapons in civilian areas may constitute a war crime.
What the commissioner said is hogwash, because the main difference is, are you deliberately targeting civilians? No, we're deliberately doing everything in our power to target the terrorists, and the civilians, as happens in every legitimate war, are sometimes what are called collateral damage. That's a laundered way of saying unintended casualties. That's clearly what Israel is doing. And what clearly Hamas is doing is the opposite.
Also at srnnews.com, Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says Israel should refuse to agree to a ceasefire with Hamas.
The fact that Hamas is calling for it, I think should tell you something. They would just declare it a victory and use it as an opportunity to slaughter more people. The notion that we would send more aid in there, particularly fuel, at a time when we've had aerial photos, you know, showing fuel dumps that Hamas is maintaining, they're not going to use that fuel for humanitarian purposes. They're going to use it for their military weaponry to launch more rockets into Israel.
Hagerty appearing on the Salem Radio Network. Economic heavyweights, the United States and China produce more than 40% of the world's goods and services. So in Washington and Beijing do economic battle, as they have for 5 years running. The rest of the world suffers, too. They'll be holding a high-level summit coming up midweek in San Francisco. This is SRN News. May seem a little strange, Glamour magazine naming a man to its 2023 Women of the Year list.
Gina Rosero is an author and an activist. He's also a man, and Glamour is just the latest entity to embrace his transgender lifestyle. He was the 2020 Miss Universe Nepal contest winner and has been recognized as a leading woman in other periodicals. This isn't going without notice, however. Glamour's social media pages are crammed with actual women protesting the magazine's decision to honor Rosero. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Never too late to start getting ready for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches all around the nation laying the groundwork for living nativity scenes. Like at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina, 120 people will be performing in a 35-minute proclamation of the Christmas story. This is SRN News. There are new developments in preventing heart disease. Dr. Christopher Wrench with the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says even moderately high blood sugar levels could be linked to a greater risk of heart disease.
What we found is that the risk of heart disease was present both among those who had very high blood sugar levels, typically the amounts used to define diabetes, but also we found these risks present in men and women with moderately elevated blood sugar levels below the typical threshold of diabetes.
And he says the study shows what is currently considered to be a lower blood sugar level doesn't necessarily make people less immune to heart disease. One arrest has been made in that suspected arson fire in upstate New York. 24 racehorses were killed. More details at srnnews.com.